Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a public opinion survey about Fresno County, and we would like to include your response to the study. We're not selling anything, or it's going to ask you for any donation at the end of the survey, ma'am, but we would love to include your response to the study. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm very kind of you for taking the time to help me. And now, I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. I know it's still a long way off, but on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county office will also be on the March primary ballot. And what are the chances of you voting on the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote? 50-50?
Yes. No,
almost certain?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you, ma'am. In the presidential primary election, some people vote for president and state office, but escape voting for city and county office. When you vote on the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for the local office, like the Fresno County Board of the Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably?
Yes. Yes. I definitely will vote.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're reaching everybody in your community, can you please tell me what is the year that you were born?
Do I have to tell you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, ma'am. No, believe me, all your answers are completely confidential.
Okay. In 1947.
It's a pleasure talking to you. Hey, believe me, ma'am, you don't sound nothing like it. Believe me. Are you or anyone?
Thank you.
No, believe me, ma'am. Are you or anyone in your household or Hispanic, Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. I wish I had the time to have a cup of coffee with you. Very interesting talk. Yeah, believe me. Hey, ma'am, do you consider yourself to be a white African-American, a black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial?
White.
Okay,
white.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things are going off on the wrong track? And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, ma'am.
I don't think things are on a good path.
So wrong track? Will that be your answer?
Wrong track, yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me, ma'am, which one of these concerns is the most important for you personally in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor? Okay, allow me to read them all and you can pick one. Public safety and crime, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, water policy, inflation and the cost of living, parental rights and education, the jobs and the wages, housing affordability, or homelessness. If you had to pick one, what would be the one? I know they're all important, but what would be the one?
Crime.
Crime. Safety and crime? Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, real quick.
And there's several other ones that are very important as well.
I understood, ma'am. Yeah, I understood, ma'am. And thank you for sharing that with me. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have an opinion, never heard of that person, just let me know so we can move on, okay? Here's the first one.
Okay.
Donald Trump. The options are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. What would be your opinion?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. Gavin Newsom, same question, same options.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you. And Gary Brett Phil?
Very favorable. Favorable, okay. Very favorable.
And Steve Brandow? Favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And Paul Dictos, favorable or unfavorable? Somewhat favorable. And Joe Biden, same question.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, moving on. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district, let's say they were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictos, a CPA, and county assessor recorder, Steve Brandow, county supervisor and businessman, Bryce Herrera, Dion Borges and Gary Bradfield, a businessman and city council member. For who would you vote?
Gary Bradfield. Gary Bradfield.
Okay. Let me, Gary Bradfield. Thank you. How certain are you that you will vote for Mr. Gary Bradfield, a businessman, council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandau as a county supervisor? Excellent, good, despair, or poor? And excuse my accent. I'm, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
You have a fine accent. I can understand you perfectly, so don't apologize.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind.
I really am not real familiar with Steve Brandau, so I would have to say somewhat favorable.
Okay, the choices are excellent, good, just fair, or poor. But we can move on if you have no opinion also.
I'll say fair.
Okay, thank you. And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfield as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. Now, thinking about again about the March primary, I'm going to read you real quick some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. Please, ma'am, tell me for each if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate, okay? Here's the first one. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. Okay. Would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Most likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely. Taxes
okay.
are important.
Yeah, you got that right. A candidate who's a Democrat. Much
not
more
likely? Not likely at all.
Okay, so much less likely. Should I record
yes.
that as your answer? Okay.
Yes.
Now, a candidate who's 80 years old, will that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely for you to vote for this kind of candidate?
Much less likely.
And a candidate who served in the military and worked as a medical professional at the Fresno PA? Same question, same options.
Most likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. And a candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. And a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Same options.
Most likely.
So somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. And a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Will you be able
much more likely
to vote for this candidate? And a candidate who a candidate who voted to double the trash collection free for Fresno, I'm sorry, let me read again. My apologies. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. Will you be much more likely to vote for a candidate like that or less likely?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less likely.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you the statements about three candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me, ma'am, if there is no change or a small change, a fair change, or a good change that you will vote for that candidate. Okay, here's the first one. It's Steve Brandau, currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local business, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Now, after hearing that information, will you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you will vote for Steve Brandau for county supervisor?
A good chance.
A good chance. Thank you. If you have to take a break to drink water, you let me know, Kevin. But thank you for your patience.
Okay.
We're almost done. Now, Paul Dictus currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder, and he's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictus will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small or fair chance or a good chance for you to vote for Mr. Paul Dictus for county supervisor?
I would say a fair chance.
A fair chance. Thank you. Hey, Gary Bradfeld currently serves in the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Now, Mr. Bradfeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened and respected. Now, to hearing that information, will you say there is no chance, small chance, fair chance, or a good chance for you to vote for Mr. Gary Bradfeld for county supervisor?
Most likely chance.
A good chance? Should I record that as your answer?
The best chance.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictus at CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Steve Brandow, County Supervisor and Businessman, Bryce Herrera, Dion Borges, and Gary Bradfeld, a businessman and city council member. For who would you vote if you had to choose?
Gary Bradfeld.
Thank you, ma'am. And finally, just a few questions for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I'm a Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. I love your spirit. Would you call, yeah, you do, you sound real happy. Now, will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
A very strong Republican.
Okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal? How do you consider yourself?
Very, very conservative.
Very conservative. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
More than high school, but I don't have a college degree.
That's okay. Non-college, so, including vocational, technical, trade school, right? Also college,
yes,
including community college?
Yes.
Including community college, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
Own my home.
Excellent. And ma'am, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Believe me, I wish I had more time. Like I said, you have so much knowledge. It's been a pleasure, Kevin. Thank you for taking the time to help me. This concludes our
survey. It was a pleasure to talk with you also.
Thank you, ma'am. You enjoy the rest of the evening, okay?
You too. I hope
okay,
you
bye.
Get lots of responses.
It's been a tough day, ma'am, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, ma'am. Thank
gotta
you.
Gotta do it. Okay.
Yeah, gotta do it.
Bye-bye.
You're right. See, that's the spirit I love. Okay, bye-bye, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.